Hi, welcome back to the podcast. I hope that you enjoyed last week's episode with the husband on the morning glory milking farm. It was definitely an interesting episode, and I think one of my favorites because of the husband's reactions, where we really, with these types of episodes, we really have to just tell ourselves, you know what? Someone out there loves these types of tropes, and even though they're not my thing, they are someone else's, and that's okay, because that's the one thing that's great about reading, is that you could have all these different preferences, and there is a book that is there for you. And I did read the second book as well, and it was just as good. It was a little interesting, but you know what? It kept it going. Like, it kept it interesting, if that makes sense. Like, it just kept my attention because it was not what I usually read, of course. And I tried to really, like, pound out a lot of books this week. I hate that phrase, like, pound it out. It's just, I don't know. But I read quite a few books this week that I'm going to be lining up the episodes. And so today is The Swift and Saddled by Layla Sage. And then some of the other books that I've read that I'm going to do episodes on is The Nanny by Lana Ferguson. And then I don't know if I'm going to do an episode on this book, but it's The Room My Roommate is a Vampire by Jenna Levine or Levine. I know I'm at least going to do a YouTube video on it. I want to try and do that as well with like the books that I don't want to do a podcast episode about. I still want to do like a YouTube video. So still talking about the book because every book deserves, you know, its little moment. And then I'm going to be doing The Letters We Keep by Nisha Sharma. I was sent this book like an early copy, an ARC of it. And I did see that it is on April's first reads on Amazon. And so I am going to do, I don't know if I'm going to do an episode on it or if I'm just going to do like a podcast video, but it definitely is going to get some light. And then I did finish, oh my gosh, you guys, I finished One Dark Window by Rachel Gillig. There, I completely understand the hype on TikTok and everywhere. It was incredible. Absolutely incredible. I am absolutely going to be doing a video about that or like an episode, podcast episode about it. And I have just started the second one. I'm so glad the second one is out because it ended like crazy. And I can't wait to like jump in. Like, I am telling you, this is like, I don't know. It wasn't very spicy. Like, there was spice. And it was a slow burn, but it just, like, the magic system and the world building and the characters, it just flowed so well that I was like, captured. Like, I was obsessed from the very beginning. Like, once I kind of understood, like, the system, it was incredible. And I am so excited to, yeah, read the second one because it was so good. So I highly recommend that book, and I'm going to be talking about it. I usually do like a post at the beginning of the month with my monthly TBR, but I haven't had a chance to do it because it keeps changing very quickly because I have been reading these books. And so I'm hoping to get the post out like maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow. So definitely look for that. I really need to narrow down the next books that I want to do because there are just so many. Like, I keep getting these orders from Book Outlet and I keep going to Barnes and Noble, and I just need to like chill for a minute because I have so many that I want to read and it just keeps building. So I think I need to chill for a little bit, but you know, trying to convince myself to do that is going to be kind of difficult. Today's episode, like I said earlier, it's going to be Swift and Saddled by Layla Sage. And this is the second book to Done and Dusted, and it came out on March 5th. And she came to Tucson, which is about 2 hours from where I live. And I bought tickets to go and meet her and get her signature. And my parents were coming that weekend. like they decided to come that weekend. And so I couldn't go. And I was so sad. And so when I was able to make it the next weekend to go and pick up my copy, I saw that these ones were signed, and that made me so happy. And even though I didn't get to meet her, I still am like, okay, I got it signed. Everything's okay. And it's kind of funny because I don't have a physical copy of the first book, just of the second one. So guess who does need to go to Barnes & Noble? That would be me, because I at least need the first one, you know? Like, if I already have the second, I need the first. It just makes sense. But obsessed. Like, I made the husband drive. Well, I drove there and then he drove back. But I just read the whole time. While he was driving, and I finished the book that night because it just was so good. Like, I thought it was even better than the first one, and I liked the first one a lot. That one is actually in episode 112, so if you want to go and listen to that one first, they do build off of each other. So the first book was about his sister, Emmy, or Clementine, and then this one is about Wes. He's the middle child. And then the third book, it comes out in November. It's called Lost and Lassoed, and that's about their oldest brother, Gus, and about Emmy's friend, or best friend, Teddy, which we see these characters throughout both books because it is the family. So I did love that. I love all of the characters in these books. So I'm just so excited for the next story, and I can't wait. I really hope it comes out faster than November, but I mean, I guess I can be patient. So I really did like how, I mean, on Amazon, where I was looking up all this stuff, it is in like the info, all the tropes that are in the series or in this book. And I thought that was kind of cute that it was already laid out for us so that we can see what all is going into it. So within the series, or within this book, it's a small town cowboy romance, opposites attract, forced proximity, golden retriever boyfriend, which we love. And this is a reversed grumpy sunshine. So it's actually the female character that is grumpy and the male character that is the sunshine, which we don't see that very often. And so that's another thing that I absolutely loved. And then found family. I always like when, there's found family. It was found family in the first book, found family in this book. And I think there will be, knowing kind of the story of Teddy, like her background a little bit in the third book, because you learn about her in the first and second book. And I think there's a little bit of like found family in the third book as well, just because she has a single dad and they move into like the Wyoming town Meadowlark, and Emmy and the boys, like their dad, hires Teddy's dad to help on like the farm and the ranch. And so she grew up with Emmy from like day one. So it basically is a found family as well. And you just kind of like want to look for a ranch like this in real life. I'm sure there are some like this. I think the author said that she stayed at one of these ranches while writing this book. And so I'm sure there's some throughout like Wyoming and Montana, maybe Colorado, maybe like, let's see. Yeah, maybe Idaho. Yeah, like I'm sure that there's some there that you can go and have this not have this exact experience, obviously, but to be able to see what a ranch is like. And yeah, I think that would be really fun. I know actually I've seen one on TikTok that has been advertising, so I need to look it up because that would be super fun just to go and see. Anyways, so that's a little bit about Swift and Saddled, with like the tropes that are in it. And yeah, we're back in Meadowlark, Wyoming, with the Ryder family. It has the three kids and then their dad. Their mom died when they were younger. And we fall in love with Clementine, or Emmy, and Luke in the first book. And Luke is Gus and Wes's best friend. and he is the local bar owner. And that's kind of Clementine, Emmy, I'll call her Emmy. That's their story, is he's the best friend, brother's best friend, kind of a forbidden love, forced proximity, and they just fall in love. And it's so cute. And you see their relationship again in the second book. And of course, it's so cute. So yeah, Emmy came back into town. Luke fell in love. They fell in love, two older brothers. And so Ada met Teddy, who Teddy is Emmy's best friend. We know that. So Ada met Teddy in college, I want to say. They were roommates. And so when Wes is talking to his family and about and with Teddy, saying that he wants to take the old main house and turn it into kind of like a bed and breakfast in ranch experience, Teddy's like, hey, I know a girl that went into interior design and has this business. Like, let me give you her information. And so he's like, amazing, great. So that is Ada. And so he reaches out to her, and they've been talking for a couple months, going over this project, because she's going to be doing like all the renovations, bring a team out from California. Actually, they're hiring a local team, which I thought was really cool. But her and her contractor are from, like, moving from California. Her contractor lives in California. He's just coming out for the couple months. I think it's like a 3 to 4 month project. And Ada doesn't really have much. She had gotten out of a marriage, I think a year ago. Her husband had just basically left and didn't talk to her. So they got divorced. But it sounds like that he was very controlling. And so she never really had like her freedom to do what she wanted. And so she is excited for this fresh new start. So she gets into town. That's what, like, the beginning of this book, it just started out strong. Like, I loved it. So Ada gets into town. She's supposed to start the project the next day. And so she stops into the bar because she's like, I need some food. They don't have food, I guess. But she goes up to the bar. She's working on all her things. And she looks up and catches Wes's eye. But she doesn't know it's Wes. And he doesn't know she is Ada. And so they kind of have this like instant connection chemistry, even just by looking at each other. And so he comes over and they start to talk a little bit. They flirt, and he is actually very respectful. He's like, well, I'm going to leave you to your work. Let me know, like, if I can buy you a drink, or let me know, like, if you want to still talk. And she's like, oh, okay. Like, he, of course, is a gentleman. And she thinks he's hot. He thinks she's beautiful, like, just so perfect. And so she's like, you know what? I want to throw caution to the wind and do something. So she kind of catches his eye. She packs up her stuff and she walks into the hall of the bar. And a couple seconds later, he comes as well into the hall. And he is taken off guard, but she starts kissing him and it gets hot and heavy. And they, of course, don't know who each other is. And that's when, like, Luke walks in. Or, like, walks into the hall and he's like, oh, I need to get into my office. And they break apart and she just takes off. She runs out of the bar. And she had actually left her bag with all her, like, iPad, computer, everything that she needed for the project. But she doesn't realize it until she gets back to her hotel. But Wes has it. And he's like, you know, someone's going to take this. Like, I am going to just take it back to my house and try and track this person down. So the next morning, Ada's kind of freaking out. She has her old beat-up car. She follows the directions to this ranch. And as she's going through kind of like the dirt road, all these cows are in her way. And she's like, how am I supposed to get to this house? Like, these cows are in my way. And that's when some cowboys ride up. And Wes is one of those cowboys. And she's like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Like, it's him. And he's like, oh, hey, let me meet you up at the house. I think that's where she says, like, hey, I'm Ada, like, I'm going to be working here at the ranch or, like, with the family. And so that's when he knows, like, oh my gosh, this is her. And he's like, hey, I'll meet you up at the house. And they move the cows. She goes up to the main house. And I think Wes meets her there. He lets her into, like, the kitchen. And the dad is there. And she assumes that the dad is Wes. And so she goes up and introduces herself. He says his name and she's like, you're not Wes. And then he's like, the dad is like, okay, well, I'm going to leave you guys to it. Like, Wes, let me know how things go. And she like looks at Wes and is like, oh. So it's like awkward, but cute. And he's like, I have your bag. And she's like, that's when she kind of comes to a realization, like, okay, nothing can happen. Like, he is my boss. Like, this is a serious project. This is my job. This is my career. Like, nothing can happen. And so she takes that kind of attitude, separation of them, to heart for a while. But there's always, like, throughout the book, there's always those, like, slight touches or those burning gazes. And it's just, like, I was swooning like the whole book. Like, I devoured it. And Wes is just such a happy character. He is just, like it said, like a golden retriever boyfriend. Like, he is so kind. But it's kind of to a fault too, that he just wants to make everyone happy. He is a middle child, and I'm a middle child, so I related. And he just wants to make sure everyone is good. And he was a very relatable character. And this whole book was very real and very vulnerable because he has depression and he takes medicine for it. And he has tried to figure out kind of what triggers him and what he needs to do to help himself. And I thought that was really admirable. Like, I really liked him as a character. And like his anxieties, and he can't stop thinking of Ada, like throughout the whole thing. Like, he just wants to be so respectful and give her space, but also he's like, I just want to be a part of your world, like, please just let me. But he is, again, just so kind, and he's not pushy. And his siblings are giving him advice and saying, like, do things for her, do things that she loves. And at one point he makes her this like spinach pie, and his brother and sister help him. And it's just like, it's such like a bonding book with like his family. And then we have Ada. She's grumpy. She has a lot of self-doubt. Like, she just wants to, like, she's so excited just to be free. And so she doesn't want to get tied down by a relationship. She doesn't want to stay in Wyoming, in like the small town. But as she gets to know the town, the people, Wes, like, she just falls in love with all of them. And Wes is there. He's like, whatever you want to do. Like, at the end, he's like, if you want to go do these projects, go do it. Like, I can come to you. You can come to me. Like, he is just there and he wants to support her. And I love that. And there's just like, there's so many deep emotions in this, so much, like, both characters show their vulnerable side and they work together. And it's just, oh my gosh, it's so cute. And I loved it. So if you haven't read a cowboy book or a cowboy romance, this one, you have to read this series. It just is perfect. And I don't know if I'm just obsessed and I'm not seeing anything wrong, but I really don't think I'm seeing anything. The only thing, honestly, was that it was too short. Like, I wanted more from their story. It took over, like, it went over 3 to 4 months, but I wanted longer. Like, that was the same thing with the first book, too. I wanted longer. I just want to know their whole life. I want to be there with them. I just want to know years and years of their lives. I really do. That's how obsessed I am about these characters. It just feels like you're right there with them. And I love when books are like that. They're not too over detailed, but they're not under detailed. It really is like you're best friends with these characters and you're there with them. You go through the heartaches, you go through like the happiness, you just go through it all. And the little girl group that is formed in this book as well, like there's some other characters that are introduced and you just like root for all of them. And I loved that. So that is a little kind of synopsis, little summary. There's, of course, so much more that happens. I just kind of wanted to give you like an introduction to it and my review and what I thought about it. So I highly recommend you pick this book up. I didn't really give you any spoilers because you kind of already know that they are the love interests of each other. But yeah, highly recommend these books that you pick them up. And follow me on YouTube because I am going to be posting episodes on there that are not going to be on the podcast. So I want you to stay informed with all the books that I'm going to be reviewing and reading. And follow me on social media, on Instagram, TikTok, and wherever you're listening to this episode. If you can rate and review it and follow, that definitely helps me out so that I can keep continuing to do this. But I'm so grateful for you guys, and I hope you have a great week, and I will talk to you next week.